Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Madam President, and thank you to the Iranian ambassador as well for allowing me to speak. Well, first, I would like to thank you for your indulgence and for the time which has allowed me to take the floor, given that we are in many meetings at the same time and we're forced to rush from one room to another. Madam President, I am very grateful to you for having organized this formal plenary meeting, and I would like to reiterate the support of my delegation to you. I would also like to reiterate our appreciation to you for having come up with a very broad document that is at the very same time quite factual. It is an effort that deserves recognition. We appreciate that this document serves as a very good foundation to move forward with negotiations. Obviously, you have done everything possible in order to keep this report strictly factual, in line with Rule 45 of the Rules of Procedure of our body. Your original proposal on the point on observers is proof of your good intentions. We have taken due note of the proposal made by the Distinguished Delegation of Russia on this point, which is currently being considered by our capital. We agree with this delegation in that the product that we present to the General Assembly for its consideration be as truthful as possible. Madam President, your renewed efforts and your transparency are obvious in trying to ensure that we avoid repeating last year's result. For our delegation, it is a priority that we garner a consensus, and at the same time that we're able to reflect the main facts and the main themes that constituted the core of our discussions over the course of this year in the conference. In 2022, we wrapped up without any consensual result, and we were forced to vote on a draft resolution that had traditionally been adopted without resorting to a vote, and practically without any discussion in New York. That is another proof of what we can say is the endemic stagnation of this body. In 2023, in a year in which we have debated and reiterated our commitment to the conference and its functions, in a year in which we have addressed its revitalization, we cannot afford ourselves the luxury of coming to the next session, the first committee, in a state of disharmony and not united. Madam President, we believe that greater effort is needed in order to summarize this report and to thereby have a more succinct account of our formal meeting, bearing in mind, for example, the content of the 2021 report on the thematic discussions. With that in mind, we're considering the proposals made by the Russian Federation. We believe that this would greater facilitate attaining a consensus and that it would bring us closer to our main priority for this session, which ought to be to avoid, as the basic premise, another failure. Once again, Madam President, thank you for your work. I wish you all the possible success, and I pledge the support of our delegation. And once again, thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak now.